Any questions? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Just a couple of brief follow-ups.
Sure.
So while I certainly share concerns about where the city's budget is going in the long term, spending concerns, that's not what we're here to discuss this evening, because this resolution, even if enacted by the General Assembly, it would have nothing to do with the total amount of revenue being raised by the city. It would just be a matter of the ratio between residential and commercial as affected by the tax revaluation and the revised valuations, right?
Correct.
And if I'm understanding correctly, and I believe I am, that the city council, subject to mayoral veto, the city council is the body that has the power to set the tax rates each year at the budget hearings. And so if the General Assembly does grant us this power to give us a little additional flexibility, that doesn't mean that this city council has to exercise that authority one way or another, and setting the tax rate would all be part of a vote at the time of the budget hearings. I suppose that's more of a question to the council solicitor.
You are correct.
Thank you. That's all for now.
Councilman, you already used up your 10 minutes.
Just asking for a quick rebuttal. A comment.
So let's move to the public. They've been waiting patiently. I think we've heard enough. At this time, we will move to take any comments from members of the public. Our Sergeant of Arms isn't here today, so Lauren or Mr. Cody, if you could turn the mic on for everybody. And you don't need to stand in line. Take your time. Everyone will get an opportunity to speak. And when you come up, if you just identify yourself for the record. Thank you.
Good evening, distinguished council members, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President. I'm Lauren Slocum, with the president of the Central Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce. I'm here tonight on behalf of many Warwick businesses who have great concern over the passage of PCR 3523, a resolution requesting the General Assembly amend the property tax ratio between Class 1 and Class 2. We know that the administration has taken great care in preparing this proposal, and we trust that you as council members will carefully consider all of the comments shared tonight when making your decision, as you've done in the past. We acknowledge that property taxes are a significant source of revenue for the city and are needed to provide the services that it offers. We know you have a job to do regarding this proposal, but we have a job to do as well. As we stand before you tonight and represent the many Warwick businesses who have expressed deep concern, these are the same businesses that offer accommodations, food, and entertainment for our community and our visitors. The same businesses that supply products, services, and job opportunities for Warwick's residents, your constituents. These businesses do not utilize the same city services, send students to school. They pay their water and sewer bill based on use like everyone else. While there may be no intent to increase the burden placed on businesses currently, if passed, this change would open the door to putting an undue burden on business at any given time in the future. What might seem on the surface like a small potential increase cannot be balanced by the wonderful things the city has to offer. We believe this will discourage economic growth. Location is a choice. We should not be adding another layer of burden. They can easily choose another community. We do not need to drive vacancy rates up and commercial real estate values down. While I think we are all in agreement that Warwick has a wonderful coastline, multiple parks and open spaces, offers easy and convenient highway access, and has multiple modes of transportation and areas for development, we do not think this is a good proposal. This will not only impact commercial and industrial property owners, but also the businesses who occupy that space, their customers, employees, and local individuals and families who pay rent, your constituents. We respectfully request that you deny or at least table PCR 3523 for further discussion and acknowledge that having a healthy, prosperous business community is critical to the overall well-being of the community and its residents. We thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council. Rob Cody, Ward 7. I have a couple of comments and also a couple of concerns. As I read this legislation, the bottom of the page says put forth on behalf of Mayor Picozzi. But as I look around, I don't see Mayor Picozzi here. And I would think that with something that affects so many of his constituents, that he would be able to be here to answer questions directly. Now, I understand he has a staff, but to me, it's a little bit disingenuous. Having said that, as I look around the room, many of these business people I trade with, and many of them are my friends. And having done the math and participated in council meetings probably more than just about anybody in this room, I can virtually guarantee everybody in this room you're going to see major tax increases. I'm glad that WPRO covered this, and I thank Mr. Lattisaw for putting some information out, but I think it would have been nice for my councilman to have informed me or to put something out publicly so his constituents knew what was going on. But I have some genuine concerns because, as we all know, the city pays the bills by tax revenue. And the maximum amount of money, if I'm wrong, that the city can raise in a maximum tax increase is $8.6 million. We've had that discussion. Well, right now we have a $7.5 million deficit. So I just want to talk about money for a little bit, just some basic mathematics.
I think we're going well beyond the scope.
Well, not really, because the scope is taxes, which the taxes are raised we raise the taxes by implementing tax structures.
But
right?
We're here on a specific resolution, which doesn't change the tax levy. So I don't think we need to go
We pay taxes to pay the bills. Right. And we have a lot of bills coming up, which the taxes will have to pay that burden. Am I correct?
Let's not go beyond what open meetings allows us to do. We've got a resolution on the table.
And I'm talking about the resolution. So please let me go, because this is simple math.
But not on anything other than the resolution.
All right. This resolution in time will increase the taxes. We have to increase taxes because of the spending that we have.
I got to stop you there. It wouldn't.
How
it
can
cannot.
You got to hear me out, okay? I didn't interrupt you, all right? I have watched in the last few weeks about the additional monies that this city has spent and is going to spend. How are we going to raise those funds? If we can only raise $8.6 million, we can only raise a certain amount of money. We have a revalve coming up, right? I'm expecting that my revalve will increase my taxes, as well as the business community. That pays for the bills. That pays for the expenditures that the city, that we expend, right? So with all the extra money that we have expended through contracts and healthcare and everything else, and the possibility of new schools, where are we going to raise that money in the future?
Again, that's a point to be made during the budget hearings, not tonight. We've got a resolution and there's rules for open meetings and we're going well beyond the scope.
No, we're not. We're talking about the tax structure.
Mr. Chairman, right? I would have to agree with the director that
you agree with anything to shut me down, Mr. Howell. The fact of the matter is this is about taxes.
This is about a resolution that's going to go to the State House. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Please speak to the resolution.
Right. The resolution has the implication and the ramifications to set tax values. Those tax values are set to raise money to pay the bills of the city. Am I correct?
Within the set levy. So there's no increase. There's no money. There's no movement in the levy with this ordinance.
So you're prepared to say to this audience that this resolution, if passed by the General Assembly and passed by this City Council, will in no way at any given time affect tax structure or tax rates. Is that what you're prepared to say?
Tax structure and tax rates are different from levy. The levy stays the same.
Right. The levy stays the same. Right.
So we got to focus on this resolution.
It's
it's revenue neutral, right? A third of the properties go up, a third go down, and a third remain the same.
I didn't say that.
Right.
But let's focus on the resolution. We're interested in hearing your comments on the resolution. There is no answer to the question. The levy can't change.
So you're saying that, are you saying that the resolution will not affect the amount of monies in taxes that people have to pay on commercial properties?
In absolute terms, it will bring in $0.
$0. And you say that that's for perpetuity?
Absolute.
Okay. I rest my case.
Thank you.
Identify
Good evening.
Yourself, please.
My name is Tim Collins. My wife and I live in
too loud.
Bring it closer. Okay. My name is Tim Collins. My wife and I live in Gaspee, and we have a business in Connecticut. Thank you for allowing me to speak up here. First of all, in all due deference to the director, you know, the comment about having the airport here and the highways here really has no effect upon us, the small businesses. Okay. My wife's business, the local pizza joint, the local mini mart, people that own those, the people that go to those are the people that are local. So saying that Warwick is a great place to do business because we have an airport and we have highway access might be good for some of these bigger places, but they do nothing for us. Okay. We just opened our business December 30th, so we're brand new to the community here. We struggled to get the money that we needed to be here. If there's any changes in our tax rate, we could quite potentially close our business. Just started. I'm sure everybody that's behind me that's come here is probably feeling the same thing. How are these taxes? Changes in the tax is going to affect my business. We were told when my wife decided to move to Warwick, move her business, you're crazy. Don't move to Warwick. When we told them we were going to buy a business, buy a building, we were told, don't buy a building. When we were told that we were going to do work.
Excuse me.
I'm getting away from the resolution.
Just address the legislation. Okay.
This is going to affect our ability to stay in business. It's what I fear. And I don't care who says it. You're putting this in place for a reason. This is being put into place so that we can juggle the numbers a little bit here and there. And it's going to affect people. To say that my tax rate is not going to change. If you can write that down for me and promise me over the next 5 years that my tax rate's not going to change, then I will agree with you. But you don't put a resolution up like this to change how you're doing taxes if there's no intent to change taxes.
Just to clarify, and I'm sure you put a budget together before you opened your business and went through all the mathematics to make sure it was going to be viable and things like that. So when you did that, are your taxes currently within that budget that you estimated?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So the proposal we're putting forth is to maintain that tax levy for the whole commercial class, not to bring in one more new dollar from that commercial class. But there's other components that have to be considered as well. But if you're good, we're not looking to increase your number. We're hoping to maintain that number. We're going to put a lot of time and effort into seeing how that impacts.
So what you're saying is if there's, just to pick a figure, $5 million coming in from the business class, there will only be $5 million coming in from the business class. But you don't guarantee where that money, that's going to be dispersed.
Two things at play. One, with or without a reval, the annual budget process could impact on your taxes without this resolution.
But that would be across the board.
Right. So I don't want to give out information without putting the caveats behind it. The second thing is the reevaluation itself will come into play. You said you did renovations on the building. Mm-hmm. So that in and of itself will cause some increase in your taxes.
Understood.
So there's things like that. And then there's an allowance for growth, right? So the money that we received from the levy didn't include the new North Point building that was built off of Helium Road and things like that. So it won't be an absolute number that 5 million so you referenced. It's actually a bigger number, but to make the point, yes. But then there'll be things that are reflected in that to reflect things like growth, modernization, and different revaluations in the annual budget cycle.
Okay.
But other than that, no, we're not looking to raise dollar one. That's why we came up with the plan we did. And I wish you well. Please come and
thank
see
you
me.
For your time.
We can see what we can do.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the council, Mr. President, Chairman. Michael Panther of 30 Dayton Ave in Warwick. I'm a resident all my life in Warwick, Rhode Island. I have a couple of businesses in Warwick, Rhode Island. It's a choice. I have businesses in other cities and towns. This particular package has no security whatsoever. I am very insecure. It's an open book. I'm not happy with it whatsoever because of the fact you cannot guarantee me year one, year two, and year three that I'm not going to be in business because of this package. You cannot guarantee it, and I respect that. No one can.
Well, I can, because that wouldn't be as a result of this resolution. Now, year one, year two, year three, there's different annual budgets and decisions the council has to make. That can have an impact on your taxes, but that's not part of this resolution. But you mentioned you're also a Warwick resident, so there's the other side of the equation where you're going to have a change to your house taxes directly related to this resolution that other business owners that don't live in the city won't have.
So we have this reval that was put off that's going to come and catch up with us, retroactive, right? We're looking for something like that. That's going to come and kick us in the butt. Maybe a little bit.
Let me educate you a little bit. So revaluation is revenue neutral to the city overall. City can't raise a penny. From
then
a
we have another reeval coming up in 2024, the 10-year, which is going to start probably a year prior, which is be 2023.
Yep.
That's going to really be a huge impact.
But that doesn't raise your taxes either.
But it's going to go after the commercial.
No.
We can't afford it.
It's not.
We cannot afford this.
What we're trying to do is maintain the taxes you're currently paying, not increase them.
It's just very complicated. I made a choice to come to Warwick. Warwick. Council members, you all came here. You were here. You live here. Used to be a place of attraction. It used to be a place of where we wanted to be. Nothing brings people here anymore. The highway, an airport, they drive people away. People don't want to be around that. I work in the city of Warwick, going door to door, to business. I do this every day on my free time to see the complications of opening businesses in this city, to see the empty storefronts in this business, in this city. We're saying with 3,500. I personally think this package is going to be a burden on taxpayers of the businesses, the community. I think it's going to eventually put us out of business, and it's going to now impact the residential, which you're trying not to do. It's going to impact the residential anyway, because that's all you're going to have left here. I got to tell you, I have offers from other cities. I have chose this place here, but lately I have regrets. I personally think, in a proper manner, if we had known about this, I understand your time of urgency here, because it was selected to wait this long. Okay? That's not our fault. We did our job. You guys did. Somebody didn't do their job. So bottom line is, you're taking it out on the business community. As far as I'm concerned, this is like an open contract with any fire department, police department, or anybody. It's future danger. We don't know what's... The administration's doing a great job, but who knows what's going to happen with the next administration or the next council member that comes in. They have full control to do whatever they want, and we can't allow that. That's got to stop.
No, our tax caps that we put in this resolution are still far lower than most other communities in Rhode Island.
I would suggest that we table this. Please. This is not a full house. Thank you for thinking that we have a great turnout. We do not have a great turnout. We had a great turnout. There would be no room in this place. But we, you know what? I was given 2 days. I found this out Friday morning. Shame on that. I started politics 28 years ago, and it was never like that. We need to know. The business community needs to be able to gather, get together, and have our own thoughts, do our own homework. And I think in fairness to the business people in this city, the administration and the council need to give us that. Make this community.
Again, your voice will be heard, but it'll be heard.
But we need it to be heard before something like this gets thrown out the window.
Well,
let's not lock it in yet. Let's table it. Let's put it aside. Give us what we want. Give us a couple weeks. But let's talk about it and let's show us more. Listen, there's some answers that I have these answers as well. And there's some answers that are unanswered because they say we will worry about it at that time. We will try to figure it out when the time is right. When is the time right?
So the budget hearings are where you would make those sorts of arguments. When we have an actual budget figure, when we have your actual revaluation numbers, we can have honest, intelligent discussions about the impact. But this sitting body can still decide not to implement the additional flexibility that this ordinance provides.
But will they?
That's the argument. But that's the argument you'll make in front of the budget hearings at that time.
If you gave me access to $1 million account tomorrow, I promise you I'm not going to take a penny. Trust me, I'm going to take some money out of that thing real fast. Okay? I can't agree. I'm sorry. Security, please, guys. Think about your businesses in Warwick. I agree and respect everything that you guys have done. I have a lot of respect for every one of you. But just give, in fairness, because this is not fair, give the business community an opportunity for a few weeks. No notification to the Chambers of Commerce. No notification to the Small Business Association. I reached out to IPAC and had to be on the phone with them to do research my whole entire weekend. You probably all have a steak at the table. I wasn't. I was busy till 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, nonstop. That's not fair for a taxpayer, not only with two businesses in Warwick, okay, that I've been doing for 30 years here. Not only do I have a residential place that I pay taxes with, not only did I have rental properties all over Warwick in the last 20 years. That's not fair to me. It's not fair to any of us. Table it, please. Just give us some time where we can communicate, where the council can have a chance to talk to their constituencies and say, I mean, they said, call your councilman. My councilman, Mr. Chairman, I have his cell phone number. But there's no way of getting through to the regular numbers. I don't know. I got 1-4 members here who haven't had a chance. Nothing against you personally. You're busy. You guys get it. But not everybody had a chance to reach out to their council member because it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Please, guys, for the sake of the business and the future of Warwick, Rhode Island, just take into consideration, out of respect for us, this will tell us where our respect is if it's even accepted here. Give us an opportunity to build up more businesses to talk about this. Give us an opportunity to hear a little bit more security out of you guys. These are two or three questions that are unknown because we have to probably evaluate later on down the line. That's what we're afraid of.
Those questions weren't properly appropriate to this resolution.
Okay.
But
the fact that you have to look at evaluation and see where it goes then and then make a decision.
No,
that's like saying, hey, Mike, I'm sorry, but you got to pay an extra $10,000 this year. I don't know. So in fairness, let's get together. Act like a community and a business, family. Let's get everybody together. Give us an opportunity to get more businesses involved, get some answers from the administration and please from our council members and give us something a little more security. We have no security yet.
Again, I think there was a lot of misinformation that went out and it did incite fear. But you shouldn't have that fear. We're not looking to raise anybody's taxes.
My dad had me as a child and he said, I'm going to take care of you for the rest of your life. I ended up homeless on the streets. So who do I trust? I trust me. So please, guys,
but you gotta
I'm
look
asking at your table this. I respect you. I appreciate your hard work and efforts. Please, I'm not downing anybody here, but this just needs to be put aside and ask. Let's just do something here so we can get more answers, please. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
My name is Rick Casella. I live in Ward 1. My first question is, you mentioned that we had to refund $750,000 to Rhode Island Energy. Was that because we hadn't done a reval in 4 years? Or
no.
Why was that?
There was no refund. It's just the mechanics of our tax rate based on the structure that we're under now required that the tangible personal property rate be no more than double the residential rate.
Oh,
so when we went through the reval... Thing. Yes, it was
okay,
a tangible
person. Okay, I can understand the concern, and I don't mean to diminish your presentation, but when I was listening to it, a few buzzwords buzzed out of it, and I think these are part of the reasons that people in the business community have concerns. because frankly, in this chamber over the years, or at least in the last 3 or 4 years, there have been many contracts and many things that come forward. And there's a lot of vagaries that we really can't get, you know, real information on because they flip by us and then they get approved and we're out of here and there's really no recourse. So I'll tell you that the words, you use the words, these are your words. We typed them as you went along because we were listening very intently. You did a great job in your presentation. Flexibility. You're not looking. You said the words, we're not looking to increase property taxes. And I believe you don't want to, but that doesn't mean that this body won't choose to allow someone in the future to in an emergency, which I believe is coming with all of our new, deferred, the debt that's coming. Our debt service is going to require some more money somewhere. And we've gotten used to the COVID cash and that's gone. No restrictions. We're not looking to increase tangible. We want flexibility options. That's a scary one. The city needs flexibility so that we can create balance. Balance is 50 and 50, not 57 and, you know, 100 or whatever those numbers are. I'm not a tax guy. This opportunity kind of sets us apart from the suburban assessments because it's a whole different animal of, and you made some comparisons to Massachusetts. And, you know, the one thing that stuck out to me is Massachusetts has been, the nickname is Taxachusetts, and it's been that way for years. And I think Massachusetts is probably, because it's our neighbor, it's a good comparison. But I think when you look at Massachusetts, you look at a median household income of maybe 100% more than it is here in Rhode Island. You look at businesses that have to be in a state like Massachusetts in order to conduct an international business. So it's a totally different animal. You know, it's a comparison that you wish to make because you've worked in Mass before, but I don't know that it scares us when we hear. We want to be like Taxachusetts.
To address the flexibility issue, it all points back to the resolution. We're changing one thing in there, the percentage of the differential between the residential tax rate and the commercial tax rate. Mm-hmm. So currently, the law requires that we set our commercial tax rate at 1.5 times, no more, right? So the flexibility, we're already at the max. The flexibility that this ordinance gives the council is that it would allow them to go up to 1.75 times the residential tax rate when they set the commercial tax rate. But it's up to them what they do with the levy. When they say there's no intention to, our intention in making this proposal is to equalize the revenue coming in. So currently we get $22 million roughly from the tangible personal property class based on what I explained about the national grid. That would drop considerably below that 22 million, maybe to 17 or 18 million, just based on our prior legislation. So the flexibility, I'm only talking about allowing the council then to adjust that rate to just equal the amount of the revenue that they got before. That's why I said your arguments and your comments in front of the budget hearings will be much more appropriate for me.
But I mean, you've been in this council chamber before, and as regaled as it is and as honorable it is, as it is, I mean, if push comes to shove and we're in 2024 and we need to raise some money, they're not going to levy any taxes on the homeowner because taxes, businesses don't vote. I mean, and that's my opinion. But no, my but last thing I want to say, because I want to thank Councilman Howe for pointing out, the moment of silence. I know he knows my son flies the Black Hawk, and until I found out it was Kentucky, I was shivering in my shoes. So thank you for taking that time. I appreciate that. And as for Councilman McAllister, when you're done with your phone, I'm surprised at you because I didn't read.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have any comments?
I don't have anything more to ask him. But I wanted to ask you a question about
Mr. Casado. I'd like to interrupt. This has to do with what we're talking about—the resolution. Asking this council president and Luke making little jabs just isn't professional.
Well, he was on his phone. I want to make sure he heard.
We understand, former Rhode Island. Listen, we understand.
I have
if you have any further questions for the resolution, thank you.
Well, if you let me. My question to the council president, which pertains to this resolution, is that it's coming to you, the council president, from the administration.
This has nothing to do with the resolution. Sorry, Chairman, go ahead.
The administration is answering questions.
Okay,
so if you have a question on the resolution.
I'll ask it to him, to Mr. LaPierre.
Dupuy.
Dupuy. Anyway, Your office prepared this resolution for presentation before this honored body.
After some internal discussions.
After some internal discussions. And you, it's being brought to the body through the council president. That's what it said. Through the council president from the city administrator, this resolution will come to the floor for a vote. That's why I was addressing council, my president. And so if I'm going to ask you, you know the council president well enough to know that he's employed as a, in private sector as a
nothing has
chamber
to do with
person,
that nothing has to do with the resolution. The people who are concerned business, Mr. Casella, the people who are concerned business owners, they're not for your political attack. They're concerned about their businesses.
Well, I'm concerned.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry.
Everyone will suspend.
Thank you very much, Council
Thank
President.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you Neil. Neil, Barry Cook and I, and you have had several meetings about taxes, so good
That's
evening.
Fine, Barry.
Good evening, Neil. I must say that anytime I've met with you in the past, you've been very professional.
Thank you.
Straightforward, and tonight you're doing the same, so I appreciate that. I want to say that I appreciate, first of all, Barry Cook, Namquid Drive, 20-year resident, president of the Warwick Taxpayers Association. I want to thank the small businesses for turning out this evening. The Chamber of Commerce was well-spoken, made some excellent points. So I have a couple of observations, and I guess it would be directed to Neil, quite frankly. I'd like to know why and where discussion for the need of this resolution came from. What was its origin?
Well, it started when we requested to delay the last reevaluation because of the instability of the market and an effort to make sure that we put procedures in place. It actually goes beyond the last reval. When we did a reval in 2018, there were some burden shifts that I felt could have been avoided if we had tax classification that was designed specifically for Warwick. But I was just hired in 2018. We jumped right in and we did the reval. We didn't have time to get into these kind of discussions at that point, but that's why we're here tonight.
How closely is this resolution linked with the upcoming reval? Is there a connection, direct connection, a correlating connection, or no connection?
Well, there's definitely a connection, but it's more that the time of the year, we're in budget time, we're in reval mode. It's not directly related to this reval, but more to give the municipality some flexibility, and to use that word going forward, and not be locked into a one-size-fits-all tax classification system that the state put out for any city or town. And we're certainly not any city or town. I think Warwick is one of the better communities to live, work, and play. And this is the policy that works best for that.
If I understand correctly, as I read the resolution and some of the accompanying documents, at the moment, 75% of the tax revenue is earmarked towards residential property. Do I understand that correctly?
From the current levy that's
currently
out there?
On the books.
Close to that, not exactly.
Okay. So that 75%, according to what I've read, would now fall to 57%.
No.
So that's what it says.
Right. That's the percentage of the differential between the residential rate and the commercial tax rate. So right now we have a residential tax rate of 1873.
Right.
And based on the ordinance we're working under currently, it can be 2810 as a maximum. So with this legislation, had we had it previously, that 2810 could have been a higher number. But again, at this point, it wouldn't be done in the middle of the year or even the middle of an annual budget cycle, but at the time of the reval, so the revenue can be neutralized by that class.
So just to make sure that I don't want to leave confused. I came confused. I don't want to lose confused.
Sure.
So when I referenced the 75 and 57%, which I think Councilman Lattiser also referenced, when I read that, I can get it out of my phone, but when I read that, it seems to say to me that a minimum of 75%, and then it changes that minimum to 57%. So what I got from that was, and I could be wrong, I've been wrong before, but it looks to me like what we're saying is we're going to take the commercial percentage, which was roughly 25% now, and we're going to boost that up to 43%. So again, the way I read that is, It seems to me that we're looking to shift the burden to businesses by 18 basis points. So we're going to say, according to what I read, it will be 43% earmarked towards businesses and 57% towards residential. Now, what further I get from that is, I correlate that and I tie it in to the new reval. And my process of thinking might be messed up, but I think it's a direct correlation, because if we're successful, the city's successful in passing this resolution and getting the enabling legislation, the city council will be able to lessen the effects of the reval, which in North Providence, residentials went up 49%. So if we make the direct correlation between the two, it appears to me that what we're doing is we're going to mask, we're going to disguise what happened with the reval. So we'll push the burden more towards businesses. And I think Mr. Ladislaw said it, or someone said it, that a lot of these business people don't live in Warwick. A lot of these business people who are going to get this big boost towards more from the community, or more from the commercial side, will lessen the burden on the residents. But that's just disguising what's happening. That's my opinion. It's a disguise.
The math doesn't work, so I'm going to give you the actual numbers. Last year, we had a total tax levy of, just rounded off, to $226 million, right?
Right.
Motor vehicles are now outside of that because that gets reimbursed by the state, so it's not part of that number where it used to be. Of that, $67 million, almost $68 million was from the commercial segment, and about $22 million was from the tangible personal property. Like I said before, commercial and tangible personal property owners got reductions at the last reval that they weren't necessarily looking for, just based on our tax rate structure. Nothing to do with the actual reval, but the tax classification system that we currently work in. So we wanted to broaden that, increase it a little bit to make it more specific to the types of land uses that we have in Warwick, with an eye towards making sure we pay attention to development, making sure we ensure growth and profitability. We're partners with the business community. As they go, the city goes. And we're well aware of that, and we will pay attention to that.
I didn't come to debate with you, Neil. I've never debated with you in the past, and I don't want to do it tonight. You're ahead of the game for me on this subject matter. So I'm trying to play catch-up a little bit.
Sure.
Okay. Now, at the same time the council asked to look at this resolution, the state, according to Senator Najeri, is moving along the lines of eliminating, as I understood it, up to $100,000 of taxes on tangible property. So while the state is suggesting that these small business people who have tangible property, I don't know, cash registers, computers,
exactly,
whatever that is, office furniture, the state's saying, well, up to the first $100,000, we're no longer going to tax you on that.
Well, they're going to reimburse the cities and towns for that.
Yeah, but and these people aren't going to pay it.
Right.
Not directly. They're going to pay it indirectly.
We support.
They're not going to pay it directly. They're going to get taxed one way, shape, form, or another.
And we support.
But they're not going to pay it directly anymore.
We support that concept.
So we seem to be moving in different directions from the state. Now, I want to point out one, if I might, I want to point out flexibility, how it affects the taxpayers as it relates to this resolution, Mr. President, Mr. Chairman. I live in Gaspy Point. I live on leased land. I own my home, but I pay rent for the land. Now, this is how I got to meet Neil many years ago. So let me just point out. So what happens on leased land is, for people like me, and I think Mr. Collins said he was from Gaspy Point too, I'm not sure, but we pay the rent to the people that own the land. They pay taxes on all the 10 acres. Then I pay taxes, like the other 200 homeowners, on our property. So I get a tax bill from the city. So I get a tax bill that includes, quite frankly, a taxation on the land. Now, Mr. Dupree and I have been around and around on this. But what ends up happening is, if you live on the water in Gaspy Point, there's a special assessment for your view. Now, I don't own the land, but in my discussion with Mr. Dupree, Neil, in years gone by, there's a formula for establishing how much my lot is worth, even though I don't own it. So my lot is worth, last time we talked.
I'm just going to ask you to tie it back into the resolution, though, if you could.
I'm getting to the point. If you don't interrupt me, I'll finish. The price of my, the value of my land is $90,000. So the Gaspee Port Association went to John McNamara, who's our state rep.
You have 1 minute, Mr. Cook.
I'm sorry?
1 minute.
There's a bill pending in the House right now to eliminate the special assessment that Walt charges us for being on the water with the water view. Now, that's flexible. I get charged extra having a water view. So I'm almost done. So I'm concerned about flexibility. I know how it impacts me. I have to pay taxes on land that I don't own. And then I pay the Brown family rental for the land that they own, and they pay taxes on all the land. So I'd like to say in closing, I believe this resolution is poorly informed. I believe the council has a responsibility to all residents, all taxpayers, all business owners to table this resolution. It seems to me what's going to end up happening in the long run, I can't guarantee it, but if they can take your tax rate on businesses and multiply it by the residential rate 1.7 times, look out, because the flexibility, I'm all set. Look out, because the flexibility is coming your way, just like it came my way. Good to see you, Neil.
Same here.
Any other questions or comments from the public?
Good evening. My name is Tamara McKenney, and I am the owner of Appanug Brewing Company. For anyone who's been there, we are actually in Pontiac, and I know that. We named the brewing company after the mill that my father, grandfather, and great-grandfather owned in Appanug. I'm here tonight, and I will keep it directed to that. I won't go through our whole story why we're here. I am concerned as a business owner that when government uses terms like flexibility or another tool in our toolbox, I am concerned as a business owner that that tool will not eventually be a weapon used against us. I chose to come to Warwick. I am in the middle of looking for another business that we are going to put in the middle of all of Appanug, Appanators, as we call them. And I will not do that business if you pass this resolution. I will not risk my capital, my investment, or any of this so that you can have another tool in your toolbox without numbers and data to back it up. So while I have a business here, and for any of you who are in this building, who then have to drive around the arid community that surrounds this building, and you know in your heart, and I want to collaborate here. I want to be part of a team, but right now I feel assaulted. I don't feel part of a team. If you have read any interview I have ever done with any media, all I talk about is how great the people of Warwick are to deal with, how great all of the town people are to deal with, how easy it is to do business here. But when I got the email about this, I literally felt assaulted. So even if it has to go through, at least open communication with these constituents so that we can all work together and collaborate together. It is not saying don't put it forward, but at least allow enough time for people to be able to have calm discourse. So I'm just saying right now, if this goes through, whatever plans I had with, working on a 20,000 1 acre, 20,000 square feet, 1 acre development, $5 million development, I'm going to go elsewhere until we figure it out. So and that's not a threat. That's just it doesn't make sense with the unknown. So I'm just saying, when enough of the questions that were brought up are, we don't know, it's a tool or whatever, and I appreciate that. But for now, I'm going to just stand back. So I'm just saying that as I love Warwick, I'm a lifelong committed person to being here. I wanted nothing more than to open a business here, but I will then put whatever development plans I had on hold. So it's not like a threat. It's just can we all take a step back and collaborate, work as a team, Everybody here loves Warwick, right? We're all business owners here. You all clearly are public servants giving up your binge watching of Netflix tonight to be here. So we're all on the same team, but right now we're not feeling like we're on the same team. So if we could just put a pause button on it so we can all be on the same team. That's all I'm asking tonight, is just put a pause on it. Not a no, not a yes, just put a pause so we can all get on the same page. Thank you all for your time.
Hello, good evening. Chairman McElroy, President McAllister, members of the Warwick City Council. My name's Armin Lucy, Ward 9. I've been a resident and personal property owner, both residential and commercial, for over 35 years. I want to stick to the resolution, so I'm going to start with, in 1997, the General Assembly passed a law specific to Warwick, and the council adopted that set the 75% ratio residential to commercial. That ratio held true every year until 2004. In 2004, the city shifted from 75% to about 66 2/3%. So it's been that way for 19 years. So perhaps the resolution, we can have a compromise. Instead of going down to the 57%, how about we revise it to the 67 2/3% to keep the ratio the same as it's been the last 19 years? The only reason to go to 57% is to disproportionately overcharge the commercial property owners. That's the only thing it does. As an example, in the 22 levy, if the commercial rate was, if the residential rate was 75% of the commercial rate, it would have raised, let me get my paperwork here. The residential rate of 18.73, you add a third to that, which is tied to the 75%, it would have been 24.97, not 28.10. If it was 24.97, the commercial levy would have been reduced from 68 million roughly to 60 million. So the commercial property owners were overcharged 7.5 million just in the year 2022. Now you could go back and do the math for all the 19 years. So, I guess my question is, why are we not holding to the law the General Assembly passed at the 75%? We're doing the...
So in 2004, the state passed an enabling legislation which allowed the city to switch from the Warwick-specific tax classification system that you're referencing there to a system that had a 1.5%, a 1.5 times ratio for the commercial rate.
Okay.
And a doubling for the tangible personal property. So I wasn't here at the time. I wasn't part of the conversation, but the powers to be at the time decided that was the thing to do. But that actually caused some of the shift of the burden from the tangible personal property that we have now by going to that system that they put in place.
So that 97 law was overridden by 04? Still yes. On the books, it was.
It's still on the books, but the state enabling one says that any community that goes through a reval can then use this system. And so the city switched at that point in time.
Well, has the city considered just adopting to the 1.5 times to keep the current ratio the same that it's been for the last 19 years? The only reason to change the ratio is to charge the commercial people more taxes.
Again, the problem with the state enabling legislation was it's one size fits all. And I've been doing this for 35 years. I've seen a lot of different things in a lot of different states. I've traveled all over the country to talk about taxation and stuff like that. But Warwick is unique. It's a great place to do business. You know, we had some comments before that the airport is in a economic development tool. We had North Point build a 500,000 square foot facility right across from the airport, directly because of the airport. That brings new employees to patronize the smaller businesses.
Right.
There's a symbiotic relationship of every business and every resident. So as much as you own businesses here, you're also a resident of the city, and
yes.
This resolution benefits you on one hand and maintains the revenue on the other hand. We're not trying to increase it.
Well, I'll make one last point and then I'll wrap it up. If the city, if that 57% were in effect for the 2022
tax year, they could have raised, the commercial rate could have gone to $32 and raised another $10.5 million. So let's say this 57% passes, General Assembly, Council approves it, it's on the books, okay? You leave the 1810 the same, or if you increase, because of the escalation of residential real estate, is up 30%. You kept the levy the same. So you raise the assessment, you lower the levy. So let's say the 18.
We don't lower the levy. We lower the rate. And so right now, all
the rates. You'd lower the rate, but you'd increase the assessment to make the levy the same. So let's say the 1810 stayed the same. If this 57% were on the books, you'd charge another $10.5 million.
The 1873 will not stay the same. It will definitely go down.
Right. It will go down because the commercial will go up.
No, because the market went up, right? So anytime the market goes up overall, the rates have to come down. We can't raise any money from the revel. So, and we're limited to 4% tax levy growth, but we're not looking for that. That's not part of this. We're trying to maintain the levy, and then we can have budget discussions.
I don't see why you couldn't just keep it the same, keep the ratio the same. So I'm opposed to the resolution, and that's all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
If people on their phone, one moment, sorry. If people on their phone loudly having conversations or listening to things could please do it elsewhere so I can actually hear the speakers, I would appreciate it.
You're going to tell him that? When he was on his phone?
Sir, am I on the phone talking right now? I'm not. Excuse me, I'm speaking about people who are on the phone loudly in a conversation. Obviously different. Thank you for being incredibly loud.
Construction for 35 years. Big construction. I own a small little business in Warwick now for 16 years. What no one's watching here is, where does the tax go? It goes to the consumer. Right? Am I right? We have to pass the taxes off somewhere. It always goes to the consumer. And the business I own, the people that use our business don't have, not all of them, but some of them are a little less fortunate than probably you guys are. As far as what this gentleman, not enough information for me. He's got it all wrong. You guys were voting in the House, and I'm sure you all walked around the businesses that are here now. So remember that. This should be pushed. Where everybody gets a chance to know exactly what's going on. You can't hear it here. It's not written on paper. And you should understand what Pepper said. You should understand what's going on here. But when he does, he has to try to sneak shit through. And this is how I know that. Because I was really tired of the 35 years. You keep talking about Boston. I did a ton of work in Boston. That's what I did. Big stuff. Not like this stuff. The one plus from the airport. That's Mickey Mouse. But I'm going to tell you something else. We are millionaire here in Boston. The millionaire here is in the United States. Why don't we get the Boston money? I used to tell you, we're out in Boston. I know why you guys compare it. Maybe that's something you do. Bravo ideas, it gets passed out of the casino. We're doing this kind of float. I don't make a lot. I got to retire it. I'm fine. The business I'm going to do is with my brother there. We've been with for 16 years. And when it does, it pays for itself. We are going to take money out of it. 16 years. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Angelica Penta. I, myself and my husband, we own a business, Gel's Kitchen in Warwick. I'm going to make it short and sweet and simple. First, I want to thank Councilman Lattisaw for sticking up for businesses and for asking the questions that nobody else maybe had the time to ask because we were running our businesses this weekend. But I would like to say that one of my businesses is in West Warwick. My husband wanted nothing more than for our business to be in Warwick. I finally snuck that in there and got a business in Warwick and somehow convinced him to let us buy the building, which we just owned for a year. He told me the other day after he read this that if our taxes continue to go up and we can't afford it, we're going to have to sell our business. Now, I worked way too hard to get to where I am to sell my business because of taxes. So I will do whatever it takes to stay into business, even if I have to raise my prices and write a little thank you note on the bottom about taxes. But what I'm going to say is a different approach. I know many of you people, and you all have children or grandchildren. I know you, your family is all in the schools. When our community needs support, where do they go? They don't go to Lowe's. They don't go to Stop and Shop. They don't go to the big box stores or Amazon. They come to the small businesses. We're the ones that support everything. We support the schools. We support the little leagues. I know many of you probably have grandkids that play on teams. Look at their t-shirts. You don't see anything that is a big box store. It is all small businesses. We make up the community of Warwick. Being in Warwick is a choice. I've had personal invites from plenty of the cities to open a business there. They beg us to go there because they want us to help their community. We choose to be in Warwick. It is a choice. Keep our community strong. Keep our small businesses here and allow us to do what we do and keep our community strong and thriving. You hurt small businesses, you're going to hurt our community. That's all I'd like to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from the public? Any other questions from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
I move favorable action.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It is now 8:36, and the Intergovernmental Committee is now ended.
The next committee is the Appointments Committee, which can meet at this time.